In just a few minutes. As promised, we are speaking to Bishop Maponga Joshua. I mean, he is a lot of things. He's a philosopher. He's a motivational speaker, social entrepreneur. He's a musician and leader with a keen passion for community development. Bishop, a very good morning and thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Good morning, and sanibonani lapha eMpumalanga. Ninjani?
Aw, siyaphila thina simcemane Bishop singeva wena.
Aw, sanxenga nathi sanxenga nkosi nangamakhatha asibulala lapha eGauteng lapha.
Kutawundlula man, tonke timoti yandlula Bishop. Namhlanje Bishop, we're talking about whether Christianity and tradition or traditional beliefs can coexist, because if you are to have a conversation with multiple people, you're going to get different perspectives on this matter. So what is your perspective and your understanding of the two? Can the two coexist?
Uyihlalisene othathi ibhubesi lihlale nempunzi, othathi impisi uyihlalisene nogwaja. Someone will eat the other one. There's bound to be a menu, and someone will be on the menu. And what we have tend to notice is that, yes, they can coexist, but it is not a permanent arrangement.
Yeah.
There is a tendency within Christianity and within Islam of dominating and deleting the other one from existence. Uzoyithola lento ukuba Christianity can exist with culture, but sooner or later, Christianity then comes around, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. And culture can never speak back at Christianity and say, you can't do this, you can't do this. And now that is shumi, ninga robia bantu, ninga kambia manga, ninga zama miracles amanga. Culture can never speak to Christianity. But somehow the way Christianity has been structured, it thinks and assumes itself as of a higher moral ground to detect to a culture which it deems less and weaker because of the colonial and legislative framework that gives it a government voice. So ultimately, Christianity seeks to overbear itself on culture, and ultimately it may even destroy our natural ways of living.
You know, I've had this conversation, Bishop, with a number of people, and what I've picked up from these different conversations is that a lot of us, skule emakhayeni, like for instance, mina ngikhulisa ngogogo wami, and my grandmother would go to church, kepha-ke uma kufika tinfo tekuthi sikhulume nebantu labadzala, we would do that. But now, it seems if you are to do that, then it's, you know, it's abomination, it shouldn't be done. Is there a right way, Bishop, in your view, of celebrating the two? Not that we are tandaza ebanfula baphasi, kepha-ke you are communicating with them. Is there a way of balancing the two and making it work?
It could work, but the institutions of human development and societal structures, inclusive to Christianity itself, academic institutions, legislative frameworks, crashes, social structures, sports and entertainment, medicine, health systems, agriculture, all these have been moved away from a cultural function into a Eurocentric function. Now we'll end up only with holidays once a year. But those holidays once a year cannot be translated into daily living, where people are free to deliver children culturally the way they used to, and the government and insurance can support that. People are free to treat each other using their indigenous medicine. We thank God for COVID, because it's only in crisis that Africans remembered that there's a bush and they can survive from there. So we want to look at the entire structures of societal function and say, does culture, does the government, does the society, is it given an opportunity to express itself? I mean, I love Oranian model. People might hate it and speak against it, but there is a community in South Africa of rural Africana people who have decided to preserve themselves in an African country. But there is in Mpumalanga all the Swazis that are there who can practice Swazi in the midst of freedom, but they're still practicing Eurocentric culture. Is there a way? Maybe there's a way. genuine conversation, genuine education. We may need to visit even some of these institutions like education and introduce our cultural knowledge at an early age so that children can appreciate it when they grow up. We cannot be teaching them Casper the Friendly Ghost, Tom and Jerry, and etc., and hope that they will wake up 20 years later the kumbulating Ganekwane Tabokoko. We have been intentional in our educational processes, in our TV programs, in our radio programs, in our books, and etc., in our fashion, in our medicine, teach children how to harvest inhlonyana nani and how to replant it, and etc. It needs to become a societal transformation, but at the speed at which we are going, I'm afraid we are going to remain as coconuts, brown on the outside and white on the inside.
And I love the fact that Bishop ukhuluma ngetinganekwane storytelling, because some of us isikhule sixoxela tinganekwane ngabogogo wethu ngabomkhulu wethu, and also language. We've seen in different households where singebantfu bendlule lelemnyama kepha ke sifuna abantwana bethu bakhulume la George, and we then lose ourselves, we lose the language isikhulise abantwana bethu labangati nokuthi basukaphi. How do we fix that?
Umama ongum 2000 no dada ongum 2000 na vaya twenga vaya kweka indezinjalo nje ukuthi ingane idodwa phambana kwagogo kuyo bangi ngabantu abanjani ngisho leso wathi ngoku ngisakumbula kama mntu womntwana kuse coordination lapha empavane manje manje pokane kuthi zinto enjani. We need to reach that moment where we can honestly begin to reflect and say, have we produced our culturally well circumcised children? And what are they producing after? We slowly are beginning to lose a glimpse with that. And it comes back again to the quality of information. By enkonzweni kuculwa ngesiNgisi, by abukela ma TV kuculwa ngesiNgisi, kukhulunywa ngesiNgisi. Baba kuma internet isingisi ultimately yenzing it mina i colonization in a mkhuba ke ufana no Christianity of slowly but constantly eating away the cultural fiber until by wash and by tell ujik bazomtell ujik umswati omnyama njengami sisi basekwetile so bese mhlophe mhlophe ngaphakathi nangaphandle abanye begwinya amaphilisi ukulungisa ama-complexion bokhanya imbawula sibe ngamashayina-ke badonsa indlebe namehlo kuthengwa amashayina iy'nwele zamandiya uyabona nje kubhizi kudliwa le nto engumuntu balwa nale nto yobuswati into le yebu-african umunye udonsa ngapha omnye udonsa ngale ubhanga lidonsa ngapha impahla zidonsela ngale iy'nwele donselele ukholwa kudonsela ngapha bayihlephuhlephula mntu omnyama ngenzako angathi kuzosalani ke gogo sihlasele tintisi gogo siyadla umphefumulo womntu omnyama siyakhala nje singengamakhehla ukuthi hayi kuyokha wakhala nyanini kuyosalani ngempela. It's a terrible state of affairs when you look at it, and unfortunately as Africans we are also contributing towards our own destruction.
Well, that is Bishop Mabonga, Joshua. Bishop, siyabonga kakhulu.
Akubonga mina. Kutshela abantu bathenge incwadi tami lapho gogo ngiyabhala ke nami ke ngiyamemeta ke bathingile bonisapote nami.
Bathi itfola aphi leti ncwadi yebishop?
Abathathele number 082.
Okay.
319.
6410. So that's 083319.
082.
Okay. Yeah.
319.
Okay. Sibonge kakhulu ke Bishop.
Ngibonga. Thank you.